ذکر قلب. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our heart. It is easy to do, easy to learn, but you need to make effort on it. Normally the problem is that all of us are fond of talking. So we keep on talking, we enjoy talking. Even if we can say something with few words, we would like to explain, we would like to elaborate, and we go on talking for hours sometimes. So this is a different taste, to talk and enjoy. But to be silent and enjoy is a different taste. Once you find the taste of silence, you will not be willing to talk. Because the enjoyment of silence is much more than talking. The enjoyment of waking in tahajjud is much more than sleeping. But normally, we know the enjoyment of sleeping and we know the enjoyment of talking because we have not worked on it. So Ahlullah, Mashayikh, they make effort on themselves, and that's why they discover the enjoyments of silence. So they want to remain silent. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remain silent for hours. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala, they used to say that all the people used to be silent as if the bird has come and is sitting on their shoulders. So this silence means that Rasulullah sallam, he used to enjoy silence. Hazrat Khaja Baqi Billah rahmatullah alayh, he was from Samarkand, but his Shaykh sent him to India for the propagation of silsila. So he came to Delhi, and then he became the Shaykh of Hazrat Mujaddid Alif Sani rahmatullah alayh. So his habit was to keep silent. He used to talk very little. So someday a student came and asked, Hazrat, can you please talk, we will get benefit. So he replied that one who has not benefited from our silence, he will not benefit from our talk. Even the mashayikh of Silsila Chishtiya, they used to tell their students to keep silent. Killat kalam, to reduce talking, is one of their principles. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh, one of the mashayikh of Silsila Chishtiya, he made a rule that anyone who wants to learn zikr, so he should come here, but he is not allowed to talk to each other. So anyone who used to come to his khanqah, he remained silent. Only if someone said assalamu alaikum, then he could say wa alaikum assalam. That's it. Otherwise, no conversation. And there were some ulama, they used to even answer assalamu alaikum just with hand, not with mouth, not to speak. Hazrat Khaja Majzoob rahmatullah alayh, he was one of his students. So when he came, so he was told that you cannot speak with others if you want to learn zikr.
But Khwaja Majdoob Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a renowned person. So many people, they knew him. So everyone wanted to talk to him, to say Assalamu Alaikum, to greet him. So what he did? He took a big piece of paper and wrote silence and put it on his neck. So anyone who used to talk to him, he used to point. That I have to be silent. One alim came to stay in the khanqa of Hazrat Iqbal Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. So when he came, Hazrat told him that you have to keep silence for your stay. So he just kept silent and he used to answer the salam with hand. That's it. So the people of the village, they started thinking that he cannot speak. He is dumb. He cannot speak. So after 40 days, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh one day asked him that after Fajr you have to make Dars-e-Quran. Now he was a very big alim, big scholar. So after Fajr he sat down and he started making Dars-e-Quran. And people were talking to him. Oh, he started talking. So look at this, that this much silence was absorbed in the khanqa by the salikin who wanted to learn zikr. The Mufti Azam Pakistan, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh, and Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nauri Rahmatullah Alayh, when they both graduated from Darulum Deoband, so they thought that we should go to Hazrat Iqbal Thani Rahmatullah Alayh and spend some time at his khanqa. So both of them, they came there. Hazrat had lot of love for them because he could see that they have lot of potential and in the coming time they will become big scholars. So Hazrat gave them lot of respect and told them to stay in one room. Now, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh used to go to his home at night. And there was an old man who was the servant at Khanqa. So he used to take care of the people at Khanqa. So these two young people, ulama, they made their isha and they came to their room and they started talking to each other. They started talking on some issue and giving different arguments. Imam Abu Hanifa said this, Imam Shafi said this, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said this, and Imam Malik said this. So they were talking about that. So the old man, he came, he knocked the door, and he said that in this khanqa after Isha, no one can speak. So please take care. He went. So they said, okay, it means that he is saying that we shouldn't speak loud. So again, they lowered their volume, but still kept talking to each other. So when they kept talking for another 10-15 minutes, the old man came again. And he knocked the door more forcefully. And he said, this is my second warning. If I saw you talking again, I will just put your luggage on your head and throw all, both of you out of this khanqa. So, in order to get the enjoyment of zikr, of lataif, you need to get the enjoyment of silence. So this is first step. That's why in our first majlis, I am trying to explain this point. That during our stay, we should try to keep silent. We should speak as and when required only. Is necessary, is important. Then we can speak. But normally try to keep silent and be attentive towards the zikr of the heart. For salikin who have the lesson of lataif, it is very important. When I was on my lesson of lataif, so our Shaykh told us that in lataif you have to be silent and make more zikr and wakuf kalbi. And the person who will be more silent and be attentive toward his heart, he will get zikr kalbi very easily. So we were so much fond of zikr kalbi that we made an intention in our heart that we will not speak. We will only speak when it will be necessary. That's it. So we were two friends and we were at university and we were staying in one room. It was a house which we had rented near the university. So we decided with each other, we are very close friends, and we want to progress in zikr kalbi. But our Shaykh has told us that try to be silent as much as possible. So we don't want to speak. Then how we will live in one room? Then we made mashwara with each other. That okay, one day I will cook food, I will make dastarkhan, then I will wash the different apparatus and everything, and when we will go to the masjid, I will lock the door, when we will come back, I will open the door. So we decided everything. Next day, the other person, he has to do the same thing. So when we decided, so we started acting upon it. So every day we have to get up at Fajr. So every day we had to get up in the morning and go for our Salat to the Masjid. So the person who was responsible, he used to get up and the other was also ready. So then he used to take key in his hand. Other could know, now we have to leave. So we used to come out and the person is responsible, he used to lock the door. And then we used to walk to the masjid silently both, just together, but attentive towards their hearts. Then we should make our fajr and then we should stay till ishraq and then come back. And when we used to come back, the person, he should open the door, other used to come in. Then he used to make breakfast and put it on the dasturkhan. Other used to come and both used to eat. Then one of them who was responsible, he used to take everything and put it in fridge and at their place. And then we used to go to the university. When we used to come back to from the university again, the person who was responsible, he used to open the door, other used to go in. And same in lunch, in dinner, in 24 hours, we had no chance to talk to each other. We were best friends. We were fast friends. Allahu Akbar. But no need of talking to each other. And we used to spend time in this way for months. Not 1 month, months. We spend years of our life like that. Silent. Not speaking with each other. But at the same time loving each other. Because, so I was busy in making my zikr and he was busy in making his zikr. And sometimes we used to come to know that one of our friends in the other hostel is sick. So we used to make a plan that we should go and try to ask him how he is feeling, because it is a sunnah. So what we used to do? We used to make a soup at our kitchen, because we are going to see a patient and he needs something to drink to get energy. So we used to make a soup and take it with us. And when we used to go to that friend, we used to say assalamu alaikum, he used to say wa alaikum assalam. And then we used to ask him that how are you? He used to say alhamdulillah, feeling well. We used to say, La basa tahurun insha'Allah, because it is sunnah. And then we used to sit down. And we used to sit down for maybe 45 minutes, 1 hour, no conversation. Just we used to put the soup in the glass and give it to him, and he used to take it. And after 1 hour we used to come back. So this was our habit to see our friends. And the person who was patient, who was sick, he was not angry with us, because he was also salik. He knew that they have come and they will sit down and they will make zikr and I will make zikr, and this was our friendship. So we used to go and see our friends like that. So this was our ayadat to a patient, that we used to go to him, give soup to him, and say one sentence, La basa tahurun, insha'Allah, and then stay 1 hour, 45 minutes silent, doing zikr, and then used to come back. So have you done this type of ayadat any time in your life? No. You will do it if you will start getting the enjoyment of your zikr kalbi. That's why in the lessons of Lataif, we used to keep silent all the time, all the time. So my elder brother, who was my teacher also, so he knew my habit. So if anyone used to talk to me at home, so my brother used to tell them, don't talk to him because he will make istikhara, then he will answer to you. The more you will make effort on being silent, the more enjoyment you will take of zikr kalbi. So this is the base of zikr kalbi. So all the brothers who are in the lessons of Lataif, so they should try to be silent even at this place and at the place where they will go to stay at night. You can speak, but only what is necessary. And speak as little as possible. If you can convey your message by 2 sentences, don't speak 3. If you can convey by 1 sentence, don't speak 2. So be brief and be silent and be attentive towards your heart. So in this way, you will become habitual. You will get the habit of listening toward your heart. And then you will enjoy. And it is such a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once you start listening to your heart, subhanallah, the whole pattern of your life changes. So in order to achieve this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make effort to be silent. And don't think that this is something which is against sunnah. No. Our mashayikh used to do like that, because in Ahwal al-Sadiqeen, Allama Abdul Wahab Shirani rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote that there were so many mashayikh at that time who used to write down whatever conversation they used to do in the whole day. So look at this. That they used to write down the words, what they uttered from their mouth, and it was less than 1 page. So whole day they used to speak so little that the conversation of the whole day was less than 1 page. And then at the night they used to read that conversation and again think, which word I have uttered surplus. Can we write whatever we speak every day? Maybe 1 full book. MashaAllah, every day. We speak a lot. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to speak little normally until there was something which he wanted to teach the Sahaba. For example, in one journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made one speech. Now you know, Normally a speech at our times is half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour. Even some of the ulama, they can speak for 2 hours or 3 hours. But normal is almost 45 minutes to 1 hour. So this is a norm these days. So in 1 hour, how many words one can say? Maybe hundreds of words. But the whole khutbah, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, it has been mentioned in books. And when once I counted the words, the total number of words in one khutbah were 133 words. 133 words in one khutbah. And in 133 words, we just make our beginning that we want to go on the topic. Subhanallah. It means that we are habitually speaking too much. We are patient of speaking. Speak, speak, speak. And that's the reason that it becomes difficult for us to listen the zikr of our heart. So now, today majlis, we should try to keep silent and try to listen to our heart as much as possible. So our mashayikh used to write down the word, what they used to say throughout the day. And they were less than one page. So how little they used to speak. Even Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, who was such a big scholar, imam and faqih of his time, it has been written in his life biography that he used to remain silent. And when a question was asked from him, then he used to speak. He never used to speak, never used to take initiative by himself. He used to remain silent. Allahu Akbar Kabira. While we were studying in university in 1971, I got the opportunity to make my first bayat with Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Zawar Hussain Shah Rahmatullah Alayh. So we were almost 30 students from university. We went to see him at his home, first time near Khanewal. So when we went there, we thought in our mind that there will be a sheikh, we will go and make salam and sit down, and he will start speaking, and we will listen attentively. So this was our mind. We went there, we saw such a glowing face, amazingly beautiful. So we greeted him, and after that we sat down. He also sat down. Now he was silent, and we all, 30 students of university, we were also silent. We were silent because he will speak and we will listen. So then 5 minutes, 10 minutes, silence in the whole room. Then 10 minutes, after half an hour, Hazrat Sayyid Zawar Hussain Shah Rahmatullah Alayh, he just used to look on the faces of the students and still keep silent. Just after a few moments, he used to see the faces and keep silent. After half an hour, then he knew that these people do not understand my habit and I need to tell them. Then he said, I do not have the habit of speaking too much. So please, if half of you can talk to other half, I will listen your conversation. This was the first sentence of our sheikh. I do not have the habit of talking too much. So please, if half of you can talk to the other half, so I will listen to all of you. And then one person, he asked from him, what is zikr kalbi? And Hazrat Sayyid Zawar Hussain Shah Rahmatullah Alayh, then he started speaking. He spoke on zikr kalbi for continuous 2 hours. Ek zara chhediye, phir dekhiye kya hota hai. Normally, males speak a lot, but the females, they have excellence in speaking. they love speaking. They have got specialization in speaking. Yeah. So wherever there will be few women, you can see they will keep on speaking. Even if they meet each other for 5 minutes, in 5 minutes they will be able to tell the other, how is my mother-in-law, how is my father-in-law, how is my husband, how is my son, how is my daughter, how is my past and how is my coming future. In 5 minutes she will be able to summarize everything. Males have made a story that there was a king and he said that I will give a big prize to the person who will speak a big lie. So the people came and one said a big lie, the other one, other story, third one. He listened to all of them. But he could not decide that which is the big lie. So one person came to him and he said that one day I saw four women sitting together and all of them were silent. Oh, he said, yes, this is the biggest lie, so I am going to give the prize to you. So in the past, yes, four women used to sit together, they were silent, so this was the biggest lie. But today, it is a big truth that you can see dozens of women sitting together, all will be silent because everyone will be messaging to her loved one. In the past, the women were so God-fearing that they used to keep silent and they used to speak only what was necessary. So there is a story quoted by Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh. He said that I came to see a woman who used to give the answer only from the verses of Quran. He said that I was on the journey, so I slept under the shade of the tree. When I got up, I saw someone on the camel and he was nearby. So I said, Assalamu alaikum. In return, a woman, she replied, Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. So she did not say Walaikum Assalam. She recited a verse from Quran. So when I listened the verse of Quran, then I asked her, why you are here? She said, وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. That it means that I just missed my way and now I am here. So I asked her, where from you are coming? She recited the verse, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. I came to know, yes, she came from Makkah Mukarrama and she wants to go. I said, where do you want to go? She said, أُدْخُلُ الْمِصْرَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِ. So I came to know that she wants to go to the city. I said, okay, I can lead you and take you to the city. She said, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. So I was surprised that whatever I am saying, so in answer, she is telling me the verse of Quran. So then I started walking. So I knew a lot of poetry. So I started reciting, singing poetry in the way. So she looked towards me and she said, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. That if you can recite from the Quran, so it is good for you. So I was amazed. Then I started reciting Quran until we reached the city. Then I asked her that you have any relatives? She said, Al-Malu wal-Banoon Sinatul Hayati Dunya. So I knew that she has children, they are here in the city. So I asked, what are the names of your children? She said, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. So I came to know, yeah, one of them is Ibrahim, other one Ismail, and third one is Ishaq. So then I shouted the names of those young men, because there were so many people. So three of them, they came running to me. Actually, they were searching for their mother, that why our mother had lost. So when they came, they greeted their mother and they were happy. And then the mother, she told the sons, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, that you should serve him food. So they served me food, I ate. Then I said, Jazakallah, that may Allah reward you. She said, إِنَّمَا نُطِعْكُمْ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. So then I talked to his son and I said that, what is the story? Tell me. Throughout the conversation, she has been reciting the verses of Quran. Then they said that my mother, she is alima of Quran and alima of Hadith. And she is afraid that on the day of judgment, I will have to answer for every word of my conversation in this world. So that's why since last 20 years, she always answers from the verses of Quran.